Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyaira.
And I'm Chris Gande.
Here are our top stories this evening.
After successfully silencing his deputy Joyce Mujuru and effectively killing her presidential aspirations, at least for now, President Robert Mugabe says ZANU-PF is holding its Congress a divided party.
We can contest also for the presidency instead of trying to oust the president through. And the people can vote for you. If they vote for you, you have more votes than the current president. That's it.
A former ZANU-PF spokesman Rugare Gumbo, who seems to be the only standing man in the beleaguered Mujuru camp in ZANU-PF, says the party's 6th National Congress is being held unconstitutionally.
Totally against this kind of thing. It's undemocratic. It completely negates the values of ZANU-PF.
And three leaders of the Masvingo Residents Trust were today arrested for staging a peaceful demonstration in the city demanding better services from the Zimbabwe Electricity Supply Authority, or ZESA.
After successfully silencing his deputy Joyce Mujuru in a page that has seen the 90-year-old President Robert Mugabe consolidating his grip on ZANU-PF and left many party faithfuls in political Siberia, Mr. Mugabe today called for unity in his party as he lashed out at Mrs. Mujuru for allegedly trying to overthrow him. He said ZANU-PF is holding its 6th People's Congress, a divided lot after the alleged overthrow attempts and the page that followed. Ivan Chifera has detailed from the capital.
Addressing the Central Committee meeting, a precursor to the Congress, President Mugabe accused Ms. Mujuru and Party Secretary for Administration, Didmus Mutasa, of mobilizing efforts in an attempt to topple him. The 90-year-old Mr. Mugabe said Ms. Mujuru and her allies in ZANU-PF were collaborating and sharing ideas with some Western countries and the opposition to allegedly effect regime change in Zimbabwe. He alleged Ms. Mujuru and her camp were so determined to take power that they even approached witch doctors and prophets to achieve their goal. President Mugabe said it was therefore not surprising that Ms. Mujuru and Mr. Mutasa were not present at today's meeting, as they have, in his words, faded away. ZANU-PF youths backing a faction allegedly led by Justice Minister Emmerson Mnangagwa, now heir apparent following Ms. Mujuru's humiliation by her own colleagues, had threatened to deal with Ms. Mujuru if she set foot at the Congress venue.
And Vanongo Turamasides got
here. People were taking sides to prepare for their future. Some were women, some were men. Now they are coming and saying they were not part of that. Once we do that, we are dividing the party.
Mr. Mugabe said people were free to contest for power in the party, but organizing illegal ways of taking power would not be tolerated.
You can contest also for the presidency instead of trying to oust the president through. And the people can vote for you. If they vote for you, you have more votes than the current president. That's it. You have won.
He accused Ms. Mujuru of working with the Americans and the Europeans to remove him from office, adding she had been promised billions would be poured in to help revive the country's sinking economy.
If you are American-minded and European-minded, then you don't belong to ZANU-PF in that way. And I talk of, because we know that they will never let their riches be the foundation of the wealth of Africa.
Ms. Mujuru, Mutasa, and most of their allies barred from contesting Central Committee seats did not turn up for the meeting. Ms. Mujuru also skipped yesterday's Politburo meeting. There were many empty chairs in the auditorium as the party met to finalize changes to the constitution that will see Mr. Mugabe assuming powers to pick his deputies, reduce the number of people in the Politburo and related issues. Mr. Mugabe will officially open the Congress tomorrow. Mr. Mugabe said the Congress would give direction and correct irregularities in the party's policies. The road to the 2014 ZANU-PF Congress has been littered with a lot of irregularities, with the sacking of Mr. Mugabe's perceived enemies not following the party's constitution. Analysts have queried how a party that fails to observe its own internal democracy can respect and run the country democratically at national level. Meanwhile, security was tight around the ZANU-PF headquarters and the Congress venue, with many soldiers and police officers in patrol as delegates from all over the country continued to arrive for the Congress. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.